There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Tonight.
This is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 49. Hear the Seahawks battle the Patriots right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, watch the Wolves play Rockford, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, tonight at 7 p.m. on the U2. Today's the last day of practices for the Seahawks and the Patriots before Super Bowl 49 on Sunday, a game you can hear right here on the Score. Coverage starts at 3. Brian Urlacher, former Bears linebacker, joined Spiegel and Manley earlier today.
If you came to me and said, hey, man, look, we don't think you're the same, which I wasn't the same player. You know, after my knee got hurt, I was a little bit slower and older. I agree. But I still wanted to play. You know, I felt like I could still play with another year of rehab on my knee. I probably could play one or two more years.
Urlacher talking about his relationship with former general manager Phil Emery and also Mark Trestman on that interview. You can hear the entire interview at 670thescore.com. The Bears give a two-year contract extension to linebacker Dede Lattimore. Mike Groh will be kept on as wide receivers coach. Tonight, the Bulls play at Phoenix. The Blackhawks skate in Anaheim. Crawford starts in net, and earlier today, the Hawks acquired defenseman Gustav Forsling from Vancouver for Adam Clendenning. Tom Ricketts will be on Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow morning at 8:05 right here on The Score. And the Waste Management Phoenix Open, Tiger Woods shot a career worst 82 today. He's 13 over for the tournament, obviously will miss the cut, won't be around for the weekend. Your leader right now is Daniel Berger, shot a 2-under 69. He's 8 under for the tournament, has a one-shot lead on Justin Thomas and also Zach Johnson. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. Score some points this Valentine's Day with hand-delivered flowers from your favorite florist, Ashlyn Addison Florist. Visit ashadflorist.com to order today. I'm Matt Abatacole, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Fung is winning and winning is fun. Fung is winning and winning is fun. Fung is winning and winning is fun. Fung is winning and winning is fun.
I said y'all having a good time out there.
No.
Not so Super Bowl.
Can you imagine a Super Horrible?
Oh, my God.
Your tales of Super Bowl misadventures.
What you got riding on this game?
My daughter.
What a gamble.
Not so Super Bowl.
Oh, you're world champion. Tell me how you feel.
Man, I feel great, man. I know I'm going to Disneyland.
Can you feel it? Can you see it? Can you maybe even smell it?
Yeah. Yeah, we love it.
As one reporter just put it, this is one of the hairiest Super Bowls they can remember.
Hi, Cracky.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
I don't know.
Not so Super Bowl.
Sorry, fellas, but these tickets are counterfeit.
What? Counterfeit?
Yeah, see, the hologram's missing. And there's no such team as the Spungos. And finally, these seem to be printed on some sort of cracker.
Stop eating our ticket!
Not so Super Bowl.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Don't stop the party.
Boars and Bernstein.
Drew Orleans.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
My guy. The Score. A poet.
403 Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. Boars and Bernstein. You heard the bit. Not so Super Bowl. Hello. And again, if there's a bonus if somebody's dead in your driveway. No, there's not.
Yeah, I think there should be.
I mean, come on, that's a you don't get that every day. All right, we've got a line open if you want to jump in and be part of our first round here at 312-644-6767. Everybody's got a story to share. We will start on the north side with Oren on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
Back in the Bears versus the Colts Super Bowl, I was working at a restaurant up in Skokie, and the owner of the restaurant actually owned two restaurants up there, and he decided to go ahead and close down for a Super Bowl so that we could all go and watch it, and we decided to go all watch it at his house. The party itself was just fine. The problem is that somebody showed up with the flu. Every single employee of both restaurants was at the party, and every single employee got the flu. The restaurants looked like a MASH unit the next couple of days, with people taking naps and shifts in the back, and we actually ended up having to shut down for a couple of days just because this jerk couldn't stay home.
Let the record show he did say shifts.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Just to make sure that...
It's a different show.
Right, a different show that's all constantly swearing, apparently.
Different show.
This is from Dana, who says, 1990 Super Bowl XXIV, San Francisco 49ers, Denver Broncos. I was a participant in the office football pool for at least 7 years and never won. It was $110 a year for a square. The payout was $1,000 a quarter. I watched the game. The end of the third was approaching. I needed a San Francisco touchdown for the win. Joe Montana completed a long pass. The Niners scored with a few seconds left in the quarter, securing number match victory and a cool grand for me. I'm yelling, fist pumping, whatever else you did in the 1990s. Then I heard the announcer's voice, and Kofor pushes the extra point wide right. He missed the kick in the Super Bowl. No one's ever missed an extra point in the Super Bowl. Everything was a blur, and I shut off the TV. I sat in a dim room of depression trying to wrap my mind around how I lost what I thought was a sure thing.
That is an ouch. That's a real ouch.
That sucks.
I was covering that game, and, of course, I don't remember any of that, but...
Why, of course?
Well, 1990 is a long damn time ago, dude.
In Bloomington, here's Tyler. He's on Friday Fun Not-So-Super Bowl Stories.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. 2012, I believe it was the Patriots-Giants game. My roommate and I decided that we were going to have a Super Bowl party, so we got chips and dip and beer. And we decided that we would cook burgers on our little Weber Smoky Joes. So I got 4 half-pound burgers on each one. And the charcoal just is not working for me. About 20 minutes later, everyone's getting a little impatient, a little drunk. So I'm like, all right, whatever. You guys can eat. Wake up the next morning, and four or five of my friends text me and said that they spent the entire night in the bathroom. So needless to say, they don't trust me on the grill anymore. Thanks.
Yeah, we're poisoning people. Okay.
Well, that's all right. Nobody's dead that we know of.
This is
bad, really.
This is from David. He says, in 2011, I was dragged to a Super Bowl party at the house of one of my wife's jackass friends. During the first half, the party was a typical suckfest, cliched food, horrific conversation, the awful distraction of other people's children. But then as the Packers and Steelers game started to heat up in the second half, something really strange started happening. One by one, people started to get up and leave. By the start of the fourth quarter, my wife and I were the only guests remaining, and our indignant hosts were giving us the hard sell on leaving as well. Repeated messages and increasing volume and intensity about how they had to get an early start on the next day. No such luck for them. I'm sorry. My ass was planted firmly on that couch, and I wasn't leaving the end of a good game, especially when it would take me 30 solid minutes to get home to my own TV. And after the game, I told my wife, plain and simple, no uncertain terms, no more Super Bowl parties. And how'd that work out? I've been dragged to a Super Bowl party every single year since then, and will have the honor and privilege of hosting all my wife's jackass friends, idiot husbands, and doofus children this year. Can I please borrow Chris Tannehill's shotgun?
I used to throw one every year for a long time in there.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not my wife's friends, my stupid friends.
Oh, like Dick Largeass and that whole crew?
Yeah. Well, that's bad karma there, walking around your house. You finally realize after about 6 or 7 years, I'm like, what? Get out of my damn house.
And the bastard pig and Marlin.
That's right.
And,
that's correct.
Oh, that's, boy. Well, no, not Marlon. I don't think he's busy, but the Bastard Pig was certainly there. Yes, he was.
North Side, here's Ralph. Ralph, you are on the score.
Hey, guys. My story is the Bears 2006 Super Bowl. Went with a good crew of friends and my girlfriend to watch the game at Emmett's. And, into the second period, someone came up to me and said, hi. And I turned and looked. And to my horror, it was a person who I had responded to a Craigslist ad in the previous summer to go to a Sox game because they had an extra ticket, and that person was a homosexual Latino male. And the person, unfortunately, kept trying to talk to me, and it's really, it's hard to even talk about because it was very terrifying. I eventually had to get them to the side and tell them to please just leave me alone. So, nobody found out about that Sox game. And then the Bears lost, and it was a bad day. Thanks, guys.
Back to prison with the... Crap, what the hell are you talking about?
Wampum Lake.
Right. What the hell are you talking about?
You go on Craigslist looking for a homosexual Latino male, what do you expect you're going to find?
Well, I hope to find a homosexual Latino
exactly.
male.
Exactly, that's the whole idea.
I would hope to find, yeah. That's, isn't that every man's dream? I'm. That's quite a party.
I didn't know Jim Thompson had our number, but hey.
what?
Wait a minute. What?
I don't know. It's a common name.
Yep, that's right. It's not that Jim Thompson you're talking about. Not that Jim Thompson. No.
This is from Luke, who says, in 1989, I was an 11-year-old, newly moved to Dayton, Ohio. In order to endear myself to the locals, I became a rabid Bengals fan. And they made the Super Bowl. In 1989, my mom said I could have a Super Bowl party, and she let me shop, and we did it up riverboat style. Bags of pretzels, cookies, cake, a cookie cake, grilled hamburgers held together with breadcrumbs and hamburger buns, and lots of soda. It's worth noting at this point that we have since learned that celiac disease runs in my family. And my doctor is pretty certain I suffer from that. The game rolled along. My friends and I, already stuffed to the gills, wanted pizza. And my mom fought like mad. I pitched a fit. She relented. We were fed pizza. The final drive, my friends and I were certain the Bengals were going to win. There's no way Montana and company would drive to victory. We're doing the icky shuffle. And lacking hair dye, I used orange and black markers to put tiger stripes on my hair. And then Montana and John Taylor crushed my little boy dreams. Montana connects with Taylor. The gluten bomb in my stomach exploded concurrently, and the new kid in town threw up all over himself repeatedly. So I ran to the bathroom, sweating profusely, which caused the marker in my hair and on my scalp to run, and the gluten bomb hit the lower GI. And as my friends left, I was locked in the bathroom with black and orange marker smeared on my face. No dead uncle in the driveway, but an ignominious beginning to my new town that I never lived down.
A select and narrow Latino homosexual.
And in Dayton, you got to really be careful.
Now you're talking.
Jim and Downers Grove.
Now you've got to party.
You're on the score.
Hi, guys. My Super Bowl story is I had won $100 square pool. I won $100 square. New England was playing Carolina. I had 3-0 New England. The first quarter, Adam Vinatieri is lining up for a 30-yard field goal with, like, maybe a minute to go in the quarter. I told my wife, I'm going to go to the bathroom because this is a lock. He misses. The guy kicked the field goal to put him in the Super Bowl in New England in a blizzard, and he misses a 30-yard field goal in a dome. I'll talk to you later, guys.
Okay.
Have we lost our way here? Have we officially lost our way? Is there something throwing people off their rhythm here? Not sure what that was, but okay. Maybe it'll get better. Maybe not.
By the way, we are going to have a special guest
later on
in the show. Somebody that we've been talking about in the past days who is going to be joining us. So we've got an interesting, it's going to be a delicate sort of trick that we're going to have to pull off here, but I think we'll be able to do it.
Okay.
Southside Steve, you're on the score.
Good afternoon, Dan and Terry. My Super Bowl misadventure begins down in Carbondale in college in 1986 for the Bears Super Bowl 20 game. we started partying about 3-4 hours before the game, and of course, being college students, we ran out of beer by halftime. So we hopped in the car to go to the drive-up window at the liquor store. Car was a Datsun B210 that had a sunroof, and so we're getting ready to load the cases of beer into the car at the drive-up window. My friend stands up the window, leans out, and of course falls over, does a nosedive on the concrete, and laying there like he's dead. So we go to pick him up. His nose is bleeding. Get him in the car, and we almost drive off without the other guy who helped him get in the car, because we're trying to get the hell out of there before the cops see this, like, misadventure looking like a Three Stooges skit. Everyone was okay at the end of the day, but could have been bad.
Thank you, Steve.
Again, the way is getting...
We're losing it?
A little bit.
All right, well, we're gonna reconnoiter and take a brief timeout. 312-644-6767. We are doing Friday Fung, not so super Super Bowl stories. So keep it here. You have the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
This is Jim Rome, live in Phoenix, Arizona, with a CBS Sports Minute. Wrapping up an amazing week in Arizona, time now to take a look back at the best of the best, starting with UFC President Dana White.
Weapons in MMA.
You know, like maybe a bat, a
what
club,
what kind of
a
lunatics
gun,
are listening to the show? Never, never.
Marty B., we got a few moments.
Being a football player is not really that cool.
All right, so if you were anything but a football player, what would you be? What would be cool? Because they all want to be you.
I would be the Black Harry Potter.
My man, David Faraday.
No, I did wake up in Copenhagen one morning, only to find out I had a tea time in southern Sweden.
Vander Hoyfield. When he bit your ear, what did you think?
It was shocking. My first plan was to bite him back.
Arian Foster, is you ever notice people complain a lot? A lot, man.
One of my old adages, man. Yeah, man.
You are my boyfriend in my head.
DMSO.
Apologize.
Alvin DeLauro, I gave you the week off. That there was the week that was. I'm Jim Rome.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call WeSpeak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at newyearsweepstakes.com.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Radio is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
That's what we're doing, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, not so Super Bowl. 312-644-6767.
So here's the special announcement. 1 hour from now, we're going to be joined by a new friend of this show because, as you know, we had been discussing because of her frequent appearances on our TV screen during football games.
Mm-hmm.
Viagra spokesmodel, the woman in the blue dress on the bed, as portrayed by Kelly King. She's going to join us because she wanted to come on and hang out with all her new buddies. And because she's apparently taken a liking to Boers and Bernstein listeners as well via Twitter.
Whoa, it's been good quite, luck with that.
It's been quite a party. And here's the deal, though. Because we'll be completely honest, we cannot mention during the interview anything about Viagra or the commercial.
Fine.
As the per the terms of her appearance, so she doesn't deviate from any agreement she has with her employers.
That's fine.
We're just going to talk to her, and the fact is she is the lovely Viagra lady that you know.
I will just talk about her hoo-ha.
We can talk to her.
Do you mind if we talk about this?
About things and
can
stuff.
Can we talk about this?
And then we're going to get her down to Wampum Lake. and have our way with her.
Oh, man.
No, it's not. No, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What? A picnic table? I think she'd be just right in the blue dress and everything.
Oh.
So we are continuing not so super Super Bowl tales with Dave in Deerfield on the score. Dave.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. So in 2006 for the Bears Super Bowl, I was at college, and naturally we'd been imbibing most of the day leading up to the game. And obviously tensions were high, and as the ball was kicked off, you know, the palpitation in the room grew higher as Hester got closer to the end zone. And when he scored, you know, there was jubilation and hugging and high fives. And as I turned to high five a buddy who was behind me, I tripped over another friend who had fallen, and I hit my head on a countertop. Now, my friends, fortunately, picked me up and put me on the couch, but perhaps also fortunately, I did not wake up until Peyton Manning was taking a knee. So I got to miss all the terrible parts of the Bears Super Bowl.
Tripped over Latino homosexual.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
If they're invited, let's go. Let's go, dude.
That's the party you're looking for. That's okay.
That's the party you want, isn't it? That's Super Sunday. Super salad. Super Bowl to me is not, even though when I was throwing the party, there was nothing really crazy about it. Because I would have them take them out and beaten to death if they're doing anything. You know what I'm saying? But I was your cordial host for a number of years.
I don't know why. You know, white tux and tails.
You bet.
Jason in Lexington, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. A few years back, I can't remember what Super Bowl, my buddy thought he was going to have a big party. We all went over it, had quite a few guests over. During the storm, there was a storm warning. We had a thunderstorm of snow come in, knocked out the whole city's power. Lo and behold, basically, that was the end of the party. Everybody had to go home. Come to find out the next day, my buddy had installed a backup generator system that all he had to do was trip it on the breaker and it'd pop on, and we could have watched the whole show or whole Super Bowl. But anyway, nobody got to finish that Super Bowl, and that's just the way it was.
Walter Cronkite at the end. And that's the way it is. Super Bowl.
So it's like the dumbest thing ever.
What?
Somebody had a generator who didn't use it. Well, he wanted you out of the damn house,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you know, the old days I would have said, are you something? But of course I can't do that anymore. Right. But
the generator didn't turn on, and that's just what it was.
Let the record show I'm thinking that.
Let's see if our luck is any better in Edwardsburg, Michigan. This is Tom, and he's on the score.
Hey, guys. It was one of the Steelers Super Bowls in the 70s. I was in high school in central Ohio, and we had a small college in our town, and they had recruited about three or four Canadian guys to come down for their football team. And my buddy's brother went to school and lived with them in a pretty wild house, and so they had a big Super Bowl party. And they had this guy that lived with them who was barely, he was about 5 foot, maybe 5'2", and they nicknamed him the Dwarf. Well, needless to say, everybody was drinking pretty heavily, and the Canadian guys were getting aggravated because the Steelers were winning, and they started to disparage Franco Harris's ethnicity, and they started to complain about what could be worse than being half Italian and half African-American. Well, the Dwarf jumps up on the coffee table and just looks at him and yells.
Oh, Lord, thank you for that.
Yes.
The Dwarf shot him.
Right. I'm actually curious as to where that was going. If the Dwarf had, like, jumped up and shot everybody. Because now I'm picturing it that there's just this sort of Tarantino-esque ending to that. Where's the Dwarf?
He jumped up at a table.
The Dwarf sleeping. We'll wake him up.
The Dwarf beat every one of their asses. Okay, all right.
Send him back to Canada.
Man, we got a lot of things that just aren't right here.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Dwarf got up on that table with an AK-47 and showed those Canadian football players
what's
what.
That's today's party.
Yep.
Yeah, that's today's Super Bowl party.
Well, we can't do any worse in Midlothian, or can we? Adam is on the score. Hi, Adam.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A number of years ago, my wife and I were newly engaged, and so I decided, let's have her parents over. They'll meet my parents. It'll be a great time. I enjoy making chili, and so, with so many more people coming over, I decide I'm going to quadruple the batch of chili. In my head, I think it's going to be a good idea to also quadruple the number of peppers. So we end up with 24 jalapenos.
Oh, my God, dude.
And a dozen habaneros.
Jesus.
Needless to say, everyone had extended trips to the bathroom. Most of us missed the Super Bowl, and my in-laws have yet to let me live this down.
Well, they're right. What are you doing?
The daughter made an idiot.
I mean, habanero and jalapeno.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's.
Yeah, the best rule of chili, don't use a recipe. You know it when it's right, and you just kind of got to feel it. Because if you start tripling the peppers, you're going to...
Those days are long behind me. I do like a chili, though.
On a hot dog, I know you do.
Oh.
The chili dogs, yes. All right, one more here, and
yes.
It is Nick. He is on the score.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I had a friend who, he and his roommates hosted a Super Bowl party at their condo. And it was a potluck. And I decided to do it right. I made 100 chicken wings. They fit into two pans, and there was no room on the countertop. So I put one of the pans in the oven. Thinking no more of it. We all went home. The game was great, whatever. 2 weeks ago, I get a call, 2 weeks later, or rather, I get a call saying, how many pans of wings did you bring over? I said, two. Where did you put the other pan? But in the oven. He goes, oh, my God, I'll call you back. Come to find out, my friend's a computer programmer, and because of the layout of the condo, had to have his computer on one of the kitchen counters, which was gone for the party. Well, stereotypically, maybe computer programmers don't bathe very often. He started to smell himself and said, wow, I'm pretty bad. So he took a shower and came back to compute some more and still smelled. He goes, wow, this kitchen must be dirty. Ends up cleaning the whole kitchen. And then finally, after calling me, opened up the oven door to find the other 50 wings topped with a sky blue fuzz. He actually thought that 2 week odor was him.
Probably for good reason.
Yeah. Topped a Latino homosexual. Well, that's quite an addition there, huh?
Shut it down!
We just did.
That was turning into an Art Patak story. Yeah,
that dude didn't open his he didn't open his oven for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's apparently so. I mean, come on.
I mean, even like single guys that can't cook open their oven, right?
Yes.
Right, or just hire somebody to come clean your house every once in a while.
Or how about if it's something smells in your kitchen, find the smell, you big fat slob. Seriously, gross.
Shut it down. Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, watch the Wolves play Rockford, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, tonight at 7 p.m. on the U2. Today's the last day of practices in preparation for Super Bowl 49 between the Seahawks of Seattle and the Patriots of New England. I'm going with Seattle. How about you guys? Excellent. Coverage on the score begins at 3 o'clock.
Shut it down!
Wait a minute. We didn't say anything.
Oh, you did? I thought you did. Who are you guys going with? Excellent. Coverage on the score begins at 3 o'clock. Hokahay.
Hey,
Brian Urlacher, who sounds better than he ever has before. He was on with Spiegel and Manley earlier today.
Peter said, hey, man. You know, you're not the same player. You know that. We know that. But we still want you here. You're a good leader, blah, blah, blah. You're a team guy, this, that. But we can't pay you more than this. But we want you here. Can you do it? Hell yeah, I can do it. If you handle it like that, 100% I can do it.
Sounds great. You can hear the whole interview at 670thescore.com. I don't buy a word of it, though. The Bears give a 2-year contract extension to linebacker Dede Lattimore. Mike Groh will be kept on the staff as wide receivers coach. Tonight, the Bulls, they play at Phoenix. You know, they had that awful loss last night to the Lakers. The Blackhawks skate in Anaheim. Corey Crawford starts in net. Earlier today, the Hawks acquired defenseman Gustav Forsling from Vancouver for Adam Clendenning. Tom Ricketts will be on Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow morning at 8:05 right here on the score. And the Waste Management Phoenix Open, Tiger Woods with the worst round of his professional career, shot an 82 today, 13 over the tournament, obviously will not make the cut.
Daniel Berger shot a 269 as your leader at 8-under, has a one-shot lead on Justin Thomas and Martin Leard. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. Cars.com has all the tools you need to go into the dealership feeling prepared, so your car shopping experience will be stress-free. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, let's record show, Patriots.
What's the spread?
I don't know.
Yeah, I also like the Patriots, yep, which means I'm probably an idiot. But if I had to pick somebody,
You did it to me.
I do think the Patriots. This segment on The Score brought to you by Panera Bread. Eat adventurously at Panera Bread with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor the soy miso broth in a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by Panera today to explore more.
Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Yeah, we've got the Patriots. Maddie's got Seattle. We're all set for the Super Bowl. You got all the predictions you need.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly about it. I just think that Seattle's wide receivers aren't really good enough to be difference makers. And I know Marshawn Lynch is great, but if I think their defense has gotten to a point where they can stack that box and force some things to have to happen that are unlikely to happen.
That's what I think. I mean, I haven't liked the New England defense much for a long time, and I like this one, though. I like this one. So I that's what I think, too. Russell Wilson can hurt you, probably will, but I just don't think that you're going to escape from the New England secondary. Some of those guys, he might get his runs in like he always does, but I just don't think that those wide receivers, they're ordinary at best, and I think they'll have a tough day.
Yeah, and they keep changing the weather forecast now. I'm getting like emails from the kids' Sunday school saying they're watching the weather now. And
what's happening?
Is it really getting that way? We had some guys here tracking.
Yeah,
the Boers and Bernstein Storm Tracker team here.
Yeah, we back have here.
The Boers and Bernstein Weather
we
Center.
Here.
And
my guy's tracking.
They said it was up to like a foot of snow and falling fast.
Oh. In Providence. Not here. In Providence.
No, here. Bad.
Oh.
Nasty. Ugly. Bad.
Oh. Well, then I'll just have to stay in Sunday.
You're staying in Sunday anyway.
Yes, I'm not leaving the entire day. I do not plan on leaving the house at all on Sunday. And now, for sure not.
Yeah, if you do it right, if everybody's all snowed in, this could be, and it's very rare that you can have these days, especially if you have younger children who you are chauffeuring around. But if you could have, you could go a full day without having to put pants on. If you got nobody in your house, I mean, that's something to celebrate. If you can really go start to finish an absolute
pants on.
If you can get a pantsless Sunday.
It's cold in the winter, though. Pantsless Sunday.
You don't have heat in your house?
I don't heat it up like that, no.
Wait, seriously, no, you don't have heat?
No, I don't. Not that high, no.
Get a blanket or something.
A blanket?
Get an Afghan.
What I need to be pantsless for than if I need a blanket on it.
Because there's something to be said for pantslessness in all its glory.
You can have comfortable pants.
But it's not the same. You have to find a way. If you can actually get through the day without pants, by all means, it is not a violation to go with a blanket at some point. Because usually when that happens, you don't realize it until the end of the day or until one of your kids says, Dad, are you ever going to put pants on today? And then you proudly say, no, I am not. For today is a pantsless day.
Well, I don't
and
think,
it shall
I,
remain.
I don't think my kids are going to be wandering around Sunday questioning where my pants are. I don't think that's going to happen at this stage.
Yeah, you don't get micromanaged anymore.
No.
They stop living with you. I get absolutely, I can't do anything without it having run through various levels of criticism and play-by-play and analysis.
That's what it is.
Not a single thing. You're very, very lucky. I can't make a sandwich, fry an egg, decide to not wear pants without having somebody saying either I'm doing it wrong or it could have been better.
Yeah, I think there's I've said this a long time. You know, you love your kids and you're very proud of them, but I there's something I really to be said for empty nest. I mean, I've enjoyed it from the first day on. I have, you know, let me tell you, that has been a special time of your life. You know what I'm saying? You love them dearly.
But man, your life is so much better when they're not there anymore.
It's a
whole new thing.
Yours are different because yours were like raising rhinoceroses at some point with all the food and everything. That is true. You have to essentially keep like an army canteen going at all hours.
Yeah.
There's always rib roast all day. Just to make sure.
Actually, I had the standing rib roast. You know, we're there in the corner. Yeah, you're right though. Yeah, it was quite a.
I don't have that issue.
No,
because that's crazy. When everybody's like 6'4" and 250 pounds, and has to be fueled.
250 pounds.
Yes, Brett Lyons, you too.
We're putting them on the baseball diet.
There you go.
I bought some fresh food. I go to the grocery store.
That's just first base, according to Dave Miskey. He's already checked it out.
A lot of fresh food. And then have a pineapple upside down cake. But look. I can eat much of what I want, but I'm happy and I feel good.
He was great.
It was what was there at first base, fruit and nuts or something?
Yar.
Something was at first base awaiting you.
Yes.
And the bottom line is like 1,500 calories or something.
That's not enough calories.
I think it's a little light, yeah.
It's a lot light.
I don't mind a diet here and there. That's fine.
What's a bacon double cheeseburger?
Oh, way more than that.
All right, well, then I'm out.
Way the hell more than that. You're already out. You're out at second.
Yeah,
fresh fruit, and then you hit a hamburger. You're out.
I'm the Gordon Beckham of this diet. I'm 0-1, 0-2, foul ball, strikeout. That's me in this diet. That ain't working for me. Might work for others, but you don't know.
I know it's fresh fruit at first, which mean a lot of things. And then there's two items.
Don't get me started.
It's all by number, and it's really quite something. So when we call Lou back, and we will call Lou back, and we will check in a month or so and see how I'm doing.
And speaking of first baseman, Cubs fans should be heartened that my baseball spies tell me that even though he had taken time out to fly in for the Ernie Banks Memorial, that the Cubs' Anthony Rizzo was getting his swings in. He was right by us at our baseball workout place at Bash Academy yesterday with Cubs hitting coach John Maley. Even though that they were here for Ernie, he was in the cage and working on his swing and making sure that he was staying in baseball shape, trying to do the exact same workout he would have been doing at home. There's your dedication. That guy found himself a batting cage and went
on
and started
himself everything too.
And apparently, when you get the guys I know, I've been going there for years, and the guys that have worked there said, "God, that guy's really good." You know, they're watching him swing. There are minor league players there and college players there, but the difference between just the typical really good hitter
and
not just a big leaguer, but a really good, like an all-star big league. And they're saying, "God, look at that swing. That's really something. That is, God, look at the ball." And then okay, that's Anthony Rizzo. Okay, got it. Check. Okay.
Well, you'd think at a baseball facility you have a chance of recognizing him.
Well, not from his angle, because as you walk in, his back is to you. Because as a lefty.
Well, I could tell by the swing.
As a lefty in that cage, if you walk in and you just sort of see it, you wouldn't know until you'd have to walk all the way down to the other side while he's hitting, unless he turned around.
I'd want to know.
Well, I think eventually
I'd want to know who that was. The love of God.
I wouldn't know the Cubs hitting coach if he walked in the room.
No, I don't know who that is. I know that I got to figure out. So I got the fresh fruit at first base, and then I'm going to find out what's at second. And then I think you go to short and third.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a number assignment to all of them. And
unless there's a basket of fried perch somewhere, I'm no.
No, there's not. No, no.
Damn it.
There's not a. I love the idea. Just the concept of Lou shopping. It's just great. Hey, just him shopping for this is great. But I will do it because I am nothing. When I tell someone I'm going to do it, I'll do it. I'm going shopping tomorrow.
See, I picture Lou as a guy who brings his own reusable shopping bags. And is very particular about the cart being perfect. So if it's got a bad wheel, he keeps returning it and getting the cart. And then he arranges his own bags in the cart. See, I love the fact, and the cart, I love the fact that more grocery stores in the city are going with these smaller, more maneuverable, double-decker style
cart.
I love those. It's like driving a sports car now instead of like a big Lincoln Town Car around. I mean, it is, it's really, now you can zip around people or stand in there, duh, I don't know what cereal to buy. Duh.
Yeah, I that's what I find. This is odd because you wouldn't think. Maybe you would, because wherever your search involves human beings, you're bound to run into plenty of stupid. But boy, I'm telling you, in a grocery store, oh my God, they're like out of their mind, yep, and just out of it and staring in the space.
Try
and they try don't see
the
you
Roscoe Village Mariano's on a Sunday.
My God,
try it on. I'm telling you.
I mean, why is everybody there so damn weird?
The winter storm has been named.
Uh-oh, you're screwed now, Bob.
Watch up with the snow. No, it is Winter Storm Linus. We are about to be pummeled by the intimidatingly named Winter Storm Linus. You know what? It's going to have a blue blanket of snow for us.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oh, we need to take a break. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Remember all those VHS movies and home videos that you love but can't watch anymore? With a VHS to DVD converter from SalesBreak, you'll be able to watch all your favorite movies. The device lets you capture high-quality audio and video through your PC's USB port. The movies can also be saved to your hard drive so you can have them for life. Buy this week on CBS Local Offers for just $12. That's 50% off. Take advantage of this tremendous deal at offers.cbslocal.com.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 Natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 4:50 at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein, company with 312-644-6767. At 5:20, we have a very special guest.
Yeah, Kelly King, who plays the lovely Viagra lady. She's the Viagra spokesperson or spokesmodel, I guess, who's lying on the bed in the blue dress, and you see her often with her feet up in the air. And
what?
When she's on, we cannot mention the commercial.
Right. Can we mention her feet up in the air?
Well, we can mention her feet because somebody just sent me this. Actually, yeah, Chris from Bloomington says she is a favorite on the foot fetish website Wiki Feet. So apparently she's a star there. And
Chris, I'm not an expert in that, Terry.
Yeah, I don't, well, Chris from Bloomington, I don't know how you found this. I don't know how.
Well, thank you, you for that, though.
How you would know? I mean, like a Rex Ryan thing or something like
Rex
that.
Rex Ryan.
But that's all right. Well, everybody likes different body parts, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you like certain body parts on Kelly, you can find a certain Nip Tuck episode, by the way. She was on two episodes of Nip Tuck, one of which she was pretty much naked. And if I looked like that, I would be too. I would pretty much walk around like that. Because why not? You got to flaunt
it. And plus, don't forget her delicious toes. Okay, well, that's something. That's a good jumping-off point, too, because there's got to be something. If we can't talk about other things, we can talk about her feet.
And there's some disagreement on what Lou Piniella would be like shopping. The 847 says, no. Come on. Lou would be on a motorized cart with an overstuffed small basket with a giant baguette of French bread hanging out, and he wouldn't be able to drive straight.
We have one of those, too. I don't see her anymore, but she's so fat.
How fat is she?
I have never seen anything. There is more hanging out of the cart than there is on it. On the little, there's more hanging out of the sides
of the scooter.
Yeah, the scooter than on it. It's a wide load, dude. There needs to be a sign on that. Because if that comes around the eye, and you know what she does? She fills the cart as high as you can be with Mountain Dew.
Of course she does.
I think, wait a minute, what? This is, you come in here once a week, and she drives, too.
Stocks up on her sugar water, yep.
She drives, too. I mean, it's like, holy crap. See, that coming, look out, because that's probably look like it's got a passenger.
And this is
her.
This is your Mariano's, or is this a Burkott's?
No, this is a Jewel.
Oh, Jewel, okay.
Yeah, this is Sunday mornings. I've quit Sunday mornings now. We've decided on Saturdays because it's not, well, Sunday mornings, a little But Saturdays I prefer now because there's so many weirdos. I like it. I like it. She's not there. She's a Sunday morning customer. And she's the one where she's that like poking at something kind of getting on top. I'll walk right by her. I ain't helping her.
Oh, she has the stick trying to get the can of corn?
Yep. And need a can of corn. Graham crackers. It is.
But you know, I'm a grocery guy. I go pretty much every day. I always go just because I don't like to get giant carts full of stuff. I do it the European style. Where you get a basket, you get what you need that day. And my kids, they always have these sort of grand dinner ideas about what they want to create. And it's sort of a thing. But occasionally around me, you know, there's these smaller Mexican grocery stores like Guanajuato and some of those places where you can get all kinds of cool stuff. And I like ducking into those every now and then because you never know what sort of like odd seafood is going to be there or different cuts of meat you can't get elsewhere. Some of the ethnic grocery stores are really cool. There's also a place on, I want to say, Miska, help me, the Pan-Asian grocery at Kimball and the Kennedy.
Maybe you're Jongbu.
Yes, Jongbu. Have you been in there?
Oh, absolutely.
Dude,
yeah.
That is the stuff.
That little in the back.
Yes,
of the lunch counter.
In the back. There's it's like something out of it, like a war movie. There's people just yelling and waving their arms and serving up various soups with tentacles sticking out of them.
I just point
and there's right. Like tentacles. There's also a chili paste bar. It looks like an area for all the various Korean panchans.
There's all the kimchi, too.
And yes. There's one side is the different chili paste they use in the kimchi, and then you go down there, and then it's all the different kimchis.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And the dumplings out front. Have you been to the dumpling window?
Yeah. Was she just boiling them right there and serving them up?
Mm-hmm.
Jongbu.
I had those one time. Barrero and I went from when we got to Korea, and I never ate them again. I had the gray hamburgers. For 2 weeks, I ate gray hamburgers. I can't say the name of it. You know, I didn't want to do that, but they were gray.
Why were they gray?
Well, I don't know.
Probably weren't beef?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what they were, but that's the Korean cuisine. That was over.
Oh, there's great Korean
except
cuisine.
Except the dog.
There's so many great Korean places in this city. Really Dave, good.
As they say in the old country, not for me.
I'll take you.
You'll take me.
I could steer you right up Western Avenue. I could steer you to Korean food I guarantee you would like.
I tried.
Sansu Gobsan?
That's my joint.
There you go.
I tried. You know, I was all game for it. I'll go for it.
And Chosun Oak is good, too.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly right. Relate. Boris and Bernstein, more to come, including Kelly King in about 20 minutes on The Score.
Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011 and we'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel. Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year. It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio Ad Center